Welcome to the Fabulous Fit Squad podcast. Today I'm going to be reviewing The Crazy Sexy Diet by Chris Carr. I found this book to be phenomenal. It was not preachy. It was very easy to read. She had all of the information that you would ever need to make a decision on your own without it feeling like you were kind of held by the throat to decide to go the route of either vegetarianism or veganism. She lays it out very well for you to decide which route makes the best sense for you. The book came about from her own health diagnosis, and she is very honest, and she, you know, talks about those days that she sat in her apartment and had Ben and Jerry's for dinner and thought that was okay. And, you know, there's been plenty of us who've had those days, weeks, that those were the kind of things that we had for our dinner. She writes in a way like she's talking to you, that you feel that if you sat across from her, these would be the words that were coming out of her mouth. So I like that kind of tone when I read a book. I like to read a book as though someone was reading it to me, or if someone was actually sitting across from me and talking about it. You know, the book starts with her talking about her health diagnosis and, you know, how she met with all these great doctors, but she felt that there was still something more that she could put into her own hands and be able to control her destiny, control her health. She turned to vegetarianism, veganism to help energize and recharge her body and find a way to detox all of the things that had been going on in her body over the years. She started by eliminating processed foods and sugars and other stimulants that she thought were the cause. And the more she researched, the more she talked to people, the more she found out those were some of the things that have some detrimental effects on not only her health, but on the health of others. I like her plan is flexible. It's not very rigid. It lets you in. She doesn't come at you like, you know, a militant dictator, you know, do this or die. It's very laid out that this is how it affected my health. And, you know, I believe that it could do the same thing for your health by, you know, changing your diet to a less meat-based diet and more plant-based diet, you can increase your health, experience less colds, sleep better. Who doesn't want that? You know, your doctor will love the fact that you'll have better blood numbers. So, you know, you might experience lower cholesterol numbers, lower blood pressure, lower triglycerols, you know, all those good things that your doctor, you know, may be making comments about when you do your routine blood work. The best thing I think that comes out of changing your diet to pulling out all of the you know, junky foods is just the energy, just being able to feel energetic and not feel lethargic, groan when you come out of a chair. She does a whole chapter on being balanced. And, you know, the first thing that comes to your mind might be the balance of, you know, work, life, home kind of thing. But this is more about being internally balanced with your pH. And are you acidic or are you more alkaline? And for the human body, our normal should be somewhere in that 7 range. Anything less than 7 makes us more on the acidic side. And so if we get down very low in that 0-1, we're pretty much in really bad health. So she gives simple ways to raise that pH number. And it's, you know, simple as changing your food, you know, decreasing the amount of stimulants that you're putting into your body, increasing the amount of green veggies that you're eating. She's a big believer in juicing. But her big thing is, if you want to stop being so acidic, is to really increase the plant-based foods that you have in your diet. And one of the reasons why green veggies are the way to go is the chlorophyll. So the chlorophyll that makes the plants green, that's like the powerhouse. That sucks in all of the nutrients, that sucks in all of the sunshine, and that gives the power to that green vegetable. And that chlorophyll, once we take it into our bodies, that's what helps heal and detoxify our body. So all the junk that we might be taking in, it helps our body to actually push that stuff out. The same thing with other non-green veggies and fruits, they're all full of photonutrients, and that helps us fight free radicals. And the free radicals are, we go back to eighth grade science class, and it's, protons and neutrons, and they all have to like balance out. And once one of those atoms splits off by itself, it's always looking for a mate, and it's wreaking havoc on the other systems in our body while it's trying to find its mate. And so with the photonutrients, that's what helps gather up those extra atoms to wreak less havoc on our bodies. She gives a nice chart of alkaline-based foods, acidic foods, so you can kind of pick and choose your battles as to what foods to have more of to increase your alkalinity. And then she has some more foods that says, "Hey, these are really acidic, so maybe you might want to pump the brake on some of those." Like everyone, she does a big talk about sugar. Again, not in a preachy way, just more of a hey, FYI, you decide if this is right for you. The other thing that I've been speaking with a lot with my clients, and I've heard others talk about, is just food intolerances. This in this book, she talks mainly about gluten, and I say this not to say, oh, everyone should be gluten free. I say this as, listen to your body as its response to food. Not, hey, she said be gluten free. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying just listen to the response. And in the book, she gives a chart that talks about, if you have these symptoms, you may be gluten intolerant, and so you might want to check. There is a test that you can ask your doctor for to see if you are in fact gluten intolerant. Carr is a big believer of colonics. I'm not sure how I feel about that area of my body being explored. That's something that you just need to kind of think about for yourself. But another big thing that I like about it, and I've recently started it myself, is the idea of internal balancing, and that's with meditation, and just being, bringing yourself into awareness of how your body feels. And so that if there is any signals that your body is giving out, you can actually listen to your body. She talks a lot about skincare and the fact that our skin is our largest organ. And so if we're putting chemicals and other things onto our skin, it's seeping into our body. And so that's also causing the toxicities to build up in our body. And just the importance of self-care and making sure that, we are getting the exercise. She talks about, yoga. She talks about bounding. And so just make sure that we're taking care of ourselves. One of the things I always tell my clients is if you don't take care of yourself, where else are you going to live? She devotes a whole chapter to cleaning out your pantry, and just saying, these are the foods that should be in your pantry if you're le leading this crazy, sexy life. And these are the foods that should be out of your cap, out of your pantry. I know that for some of you'll say, well, that's a lot of money, but I guess, the way I look at it is you can kind of take a step by step by step, use the bad stuff and then get rid of it, or you can, go for the I'm just gonna get it all out of my house kind of approach. Totally your call. The last chapter is of the book is devoted to supplements and saying that, yes, whole foods are awesome, but there's certain things that our body just can't get, especially if you are living the vegan, vegetarian lifestyle. There's certain minerals and nutrients that are not available in plants that you can only get through supplementation. I am a big believer in supplementation above real food. It's just supplementation is an insurance policy. It's a way for you to get in nutrients if you are on the go. It's not a substitute for real food. Trust me, I love me some real food. But in times of when I'm busy or clients are busy, you're busy, quality supplements can be a nice make do. The last bit of the book is a reference guide, and it she walks you through a 20-day, 21-day detox, 21-day way of going from how you're living now to how to get into the crazy, sexy lifestyle. And it's very, very detailed, and just walks you through day by day, what it looks like, what you should be eating. She also talks, about what the focus of the day is. She gives you a prayer. There's some affirmations to talk about, and then she gives you a tip, and very well done. I think it's an amazing book, and I would go out. I highly recommend going out and reading it. And if anything, I'm not saying go out and be a vegetarian or a vegan. If anything, there's a lot of tips in here that I give to my clients, and I think are a good way to have good health. The next book that I am reading is The Cave Women Don't Get Fat by Esther Bloom. So stay tuned for that next book review coming out next month. And I thank you so much for your time. If you want any additional information, my website is fabulousfitsquad.com. And I'm Kim Jefferson, the squad leader. Thanks so much for your time, and have an amazing day.